All right, Joe, we'll lead you off. If the Capitals can bottle up and recapture what they showed Saturday night, they'll be in pretty good shape by the end of this evening. What most impressed you with the game on Saturday night, be it the style of play, individuals, just the combination that went into the 6-0 win on Saturday?
Commitment. I mean, the commitment to stay to the game plan throughout. Every day, whether it be in team meetings or film sessions, that the Caps are going through an itemized list of what they'd like to achieve and what they'd like to accomplish and what the point-counterpoint is with Rod Brindamore's team. Obviously, they found something that they were committed to for Game 5. They stuck with it throughout, and as a result, they blasted the team that a lot of people thought that they would get rid of sooner than this. You and I think, maybe of the same mind that it was going to take 6 games. If so, if that's tonight, good on them. If they don't get it done, then you have that crapshoot again for a Game 7. I know that the Caps are coming in here on a mission. The commitment to the details the other night was what impressed me the most, and they stayed there throughout. They didn't waver very much, if at all.
And some of that commitment certainly goes into the forecheck, the physicality. They've been saying for years they like to lay the foundation, the investment, right? As the series goes along, you hope to reap those benefits. Maybe took them a little while in this series to get going in that regard, but Game 5 the other night, the forecheck, that physicality, we certainly saw as Game 5 wore along, they were able to take advantage.
And give Carolina's defenseman credit. I really think a lot of this team, I think they're an emerging team in the East. I like where they're headed in the Metro Division, and mainly we've thought so, Craig Locke on Alan May, Brent Johnson, we've thought so because of the defense. That D is mobile. They are especially quick at getting back to pucks, making good first passes, if not one man breakout, skating them out of the zone. So I was really impressed with Slavin and Pesci and Falk and Hamilton and on down the line with the way they were able to counter Washington's forecheck in the first 4 games. Totally different story in Game 5, maybe different commitment angle, maybe different approach angles, mm-hmm. maybe different ways to dump the puck in. There, you know, after 4, 5, 6 games in a series, you start to figure things out, and you can try to isolate things and what buttons to push. They figured some things out in Game 5. Okay, what's going to happen? Obviously, Carolina's going to adjust, mm-hmm. and they're going to have 18,000 crazies here waving earn it towels, but the question is, can you do the same thing from a forecheck standpoint on the road that you did at home? I say yes.
And they go hand in hand, but not only were the Capitals getting in on the forecheck to a greater extent the other night and taking advantage, but they were limiting that pesky Carolina Hurricanes forecheck. What did you see that went into that? They weren't hemmed into their own zone nearly like they were in Games 3 and part of 4.
Everything, to me, stems around a word that coaches and players around the Caps use often. It's support. And if there's a 5-man group, you know, they always wanted, in Barry Trotz parlance, 5 guys in the picture, offense, neutral zone, defense. There are some things that go in line with being able to clear the puck out of the zone that help when you have guys in tight clusters. Support lanes, support passes. When you don't have to stretch all the time, when you're looking from zone to zone to zone, help support each other out of the zone. I thought that was one thing that I noticed. And again, we weren't calling the game in Game 5 like we didn't, or we didn't do in Game 2 as well. But when you're sitting up top or when you're watching on TV, it's a different kind of aspect for me. But the one thing that I saw was there was more continuity between winger, mm-hmm. center, and defenseman, so that it wasn't necessary to make an 80-foot pass. It was necessary to make maybe a 20-foot pass and move with support from zone to zone to zone.
Greater, simpler options goes to what you were talking about with the word commitment right there. Jonas Siegenthaler the other night played 17-28, didn't look out of place once again. We talk about having to take a hit sometimes to make a play. He's done that, maybe more so than some Hurricanes defensemen the other night. But Jonas Siegenthaler, a small sample size here, but 2 games in, showing himself well and getting everybody kind of slotted into some appropriate places. There's a trickle-down effect there, too.
Ben, I really liked it, and it gets you back to those lefty-righty combinations. And you can learn to live with some of Siegenthaler's greenness, which is going to go away once he gets more comfortable as hopefully games go by and rounds go by for the Caps' sake. But what you can't exclude when you're dealing with Siegenthaler is the fact that he is one strong cowboy. He's put together. Mm-hmm. The leg strength is so solid. His mobility, I think, his footwork is getting better. He's working constantly day after day with Reed Cashman, with Todd Reardon on stick detail and on where to be in terms of passing lanes. So his gradual improvement, I think, is going to help steady a lot of things on the Washington side. In the couple of games that I've seen him in this series, he seems to have acclimated very quickly. He's going to feel the pressure again of this PNC Arena madhouse, but I just think he's physically equipped to handle a lot of the push and pull of a series. And whenever I speak with Cap defensemen, they always talk about hitting and pinning. Well, Jonas is strong enough to do both. He hits you, and he can stay pinned to you. That's where that leg strength comes in. I just think he gives them, right now, not that we're not ever going to see Christian Juice again, but for right now, in this particular series, with this matchup, he gives you the best fit.
6'3", 206 pounds. He's a big boy, Jonas Siegenthaler. We'll leave you with this, Joe. A lot of positivity coming out of game five the other night, but as we look ahead to game six, Evgeny Kuznetsov still seeking his first goal of this series. Jacob Varana, given what we saw during the regular season, we anticipate there's another level there still. They played together the other night on the second line with Carl Hagelin. What has kept them, do you think, from going, and what might allow them to potentially break through here, Kuznetsov in particular?
It's funny because both of those guys are speed guys. So I guess just the counteraction of Carolina's quickness has taken maybe them off of their rail. But I would expect with that speed that they would be able to be more of a threat. And I fully expect them to be. One of the things that I think gets the job done tonight, and thank goodness for Alex Ovechkin and Nicklas Backstrom in the first five games of the series, but if Best beats Best again tonight, the Caps have done a nice job on Aho and Niederreiter and Teravainen, and for the most part, if Best beats Best tonight, if that includes Kuznetsov and Vrana, then the Caps will be in good shape. I find that there's probably a little bit too much depth for Washington with respect to Carolina, but give the Canes some credit. This is a Rod Brind'Amour team. They're not going down without a fight. Mm-hmm. There will be no regrets. I can't imagine another 6-0 shellacking. This will be a hard-fought, close game tonight.
I look forward to tonight. You'll have the call with Locker on NBC Sports Washington. Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
My pleasure.